Er stand da halt ein bisschen offen, ein bisschen wie der Ocher Schuss, ein bisschen wie die Prophezei.
With the Mishnah Berurah. He says that if Or Chaim is using Mishnah Berurah, he said, you should remember, Or HaShulchan was a rov in a town. Chofetz Chaim was never. Therefore, he's probably Or HaShulchan.
Did you know the Tzitz Eliezer at all?
I'm sorry?
Did you know the Tzitz Eliezer at all?
Did who?
The
Tzitz
Eliezer, the
Nifter
yesterday. Did you know him at all?
About who?
The Tzitz
Eliezer,
the Waldenberg.
I know him very well. He's a cousin of mine.
Oh,
yes. He has three or four things. We just walked the wall, and you can't budge him. His abortion up to the seventh month. His refusal to accept blood tests, because the blood, as the odem comes from the mother, and the white and the loven comes from the father, like the old says, Gimel Shut from Yesh Bodom. I've been with him like 10 times. When you go to Tzor, you should visit.
He was there. Nifter yesterday.
Huh?
He was Nifter yesterday.
No, but I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's
what
I asked
him. Yeah, he's my third cousin. I don't know why we call him a third cousin. I'll tell you where he comes in. My father, Ruchen Avoche, had an uncle, Yaakov Goldman, who was over Madison Street on the Lower East Side. A fabulous Talmud Chochem who came to America and found his little shul. That's where he spent his life. Chavim Mishnayos. Had old time, never learned to speak English. Yaakov Golden's daughter married Tzitz Eliezer's son. So what is it? So he is my uncle's son-in-law. Whatever that makes us. I mean, he's my uncle's mechut. Okay, let's pick up again. And let's see, who is, what happened to Mitch? He's been out there two, three days. Anyone see him around? Here we have a real shaila on the Mechaba, why he did that to us. First introduces the halacha of Chticha Ruy Liskabed Atele Bela Plobotel. Leaves it that way. Right? Now he finishes off the sugya. He finishes off the sugya to tell you, and this is the hadome that makes the sif manageable. What he tells you is, Chticha Ruy Liskabed Atele Bela Plobotel. What does that mean? All 1,000 atreif, like min bein amino echad b'shishim, right? Then everything is treif. Some of that comes into something else. It's treif with it. See, watch, he suddenly tells you the lashon lo botel means just so that it's lo botel. So what do you have there? 999 kosher and one treif, but you can't eat them all because lo botel. But it's not all treif. It's not nefach. Heta lius iso, right? We've had already nepach iso lius heta. It's not nepach heta lius iso. Minap kimine. One of this mixture falls into something else. What are you dealing with? Avada iso fell into something else. No, not avada iso. It was just a low bottle there. You have a sofik iso fell into something. That sofik iso was enough. You shouldn't be able to eat the first kavubis echad be'elef. But the second level was, let's talk business already. We have to talk about sveikis, sort of sveikis. That's basically. So if I were writing in Mechaba, I put it together with Chticha Ruy Liskabed. Why'd you leave us in wrong impression until you get down to Kofiud? Hey, that's what he's really focused on. A Kofiud Hey. Misha lokach bosom miyamakolin. the way I get it, I think I haven't been able to focus my memory cells on. I saw this Makolin, maybe came to mind, you know, what he calls stream of consciousness, came to mind an expression, I don't know where it is, in Chagiga, or maybe in Sanhedrin, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu says that he's mechabed the Parsoim, the Persians, the Iranians, that he's mechabed the Iranians. Why? Shein mochin boser odor b'makolin. They eat human flesh, but at least having enough decency not to advertise in a supermarket. Makolin's a public butcher supermarket, right? So he says he's mechabed the parsoim for two things: ein mochin bosob odom b'makolin, and ein kosvin ksuba lemishko zocha. In America, we gave up the second one already. The first one, I don't know about them. Right. So, Misha Loka Bosse Bemakolin, Vafiluch Ticha Ruyel is Kabid. Okay. Now, what does that mean? Venimso Trefo Bemakolin, period. So, what do you have in Makolin? It's a store, I mentioned it last time, so Chilik Tesha bought Chonyos Mocher Bosor Shchuto Echem Nevelo. Or one store, Mocheres, 99% Bosor Shchuto, and 1% came in Nevelo. Right? In other words, the case is always good to have a scenario, right? The fellow imports, gets in from the slaughterhouse kosher animals. Right, and the guy in there, the bodek, took his time to be bodek the lungs, and all the meat went out, and suddenly he realizes that one of the lungs, a sirche, that the asas, the animal is a trefer. So I now have what in that makolin, one side of beef. Right, that's trefa. I don't know which one. So now you have in that store, you have a taruvis, okay. But in the store, you have also the old business of kavua. To enter that store and buy, I wouldn't say, a kufiyut hay, Mitch. I wouldn't say bottle brov. There's no bittle. That's what kavua says. They're not mixed up. Everything stands separate. Consequently, to go into the store and buy would be also. You buy something in the store would be also. Right? But here you have now the circumstance. I have a store, 99% kosher, right? 1% kosher, and the apiluch ticha ruil is kabeh, right? Which can't be, bittul can't apply to it. That's what he wants to exclude. Any thought that there's beetle in the store, right? We need to treif of makolin. We don't know the chatichas at treif of being a dear mezolokach. Okay. Then koma shalokhu me a makolin kodem shenimsa at treif of muto. Shonofel hasofik bekavua elacha shepirish bekiven sheharov kosher muto. Right, people get this straight, and everything else falls into line. There are 9 stores. Teisha Chonyos, the previous ship. Teisha Chonyos, Mochel Bosor Shchuto, one Lavela, and he goes and he buys from one of them. He went into a system called Kavua. Why? Because I know the stores have signs. Glut, right? All had the sign glut. One said glut treif, one said glut kosher. All he saw was the glut. Okay, he doesn't remember which glut he went into. Therefore, I have a kavua situation. Over here, he didn't go into a store that had a suffix. He went into a store that was Vadai Kosher, and he bought a piece of meat. And then, in the scenario I gave you, then the Sheikh, the Boydik announced, hey people, I'm sorry, one animal went out, and the lung I find is treif. Lung makes the animal treif. You're dealing now with a Pirush Menarov. In the store, there's 99% kosher. I mean, 90% kosher, 10% treif, right? And what? The Pirush Echad Mehem, one of them left. I didn't go into the store. But you did go into the store. Not when the store had a treif department. When I went into the store, it was 100% kosher. I bought the meat. I left the store. Then the announcement was made on the radio. Remember, people ever bought in the store? Right? There's a treifa one in the store. We don't know which one it is. He's no problem. He has Baruch Hashem. He has his rov to defend him. He goes basa rov. Even though, not because there was a beetle. It's because Pirush Echad Mehem. If it go with the beetle in the store, because you have a whole bunch of meats mixed up, then I say, Chticha Ruleskabe, it ain't a butter. That wouldn't help him any. I'm not going with beetle. I'm going with Halokhav, called the Polish Meruka Polish. Therefore, he's okay. Tomorrow, he wants to go into the store and buy with the same head. I don't know, he can do that. That's already now Tesha Chonios Mokzabot Sashkuta. Now it's Kokavua. You're going into a store, you don't know which animal you're going to take from. That's already called Kavua. Called Kavua, Kamal Samar, says also. That's what he tries to get across here. You follow? We'll go through that again. Mitch, you with us? No. Okay. All right, that's because you played hooky for 2 days. Yeah. Okay. We're already making care packages to send to Iraq. I thought you must have left already there. Let's run through this again. Let's start from the beginning. Teisha Chonios Mochel Boser Shchuta Echad Boser Nevela. And you go into a store and you buy. Those stores known. There was one and nine, right? Kavua, not going any place. You went in and bought. So the principle of kavua, whether you like the mathematical principle or not, is irrelevant. That's halacha that says, since the meats weren't mixed up, there's no beetle behold of the kosher meat with the treif meat. Each store stood separately, and therefore, in the halachic mathematics, an equal probability whether you went into one store or another store. Therefore, we hold kol kavua kamachsa machsa, equal. In machsa machsa, then it's also, okay? There's 50% possibility that you bought treif, 50% possibility you bought kosher. A 50-50 isn't enough to let you eat or Thanksgiving turkey. Right, that's a, you don't know whether it came from a kosher store or a non-kosher store. That's what we start with, right? Now comes what we discussed previously, really the principle of no door, a chilek, whether you knew or didn't know when the shaila starts, right? There, ask where the shaila started. The shaila starts when you went into a store. Now you're asking, which store do I go into? I can't tell you. Machsa machsa. Next case, our case in Hay. A man goes into a store and he buys. The store is glatt kosher. He goes home, he gets a call from the store owner. I'm sorry to tell you, we got a problem. The butcher the sheikh just called me and said one of the animals, the lung, the sikh, is no good. And consequently, I can't tell you what the halacha is. Go ask your rabbi, which is a standard practice, right? What will the rabbi tell him? I tell him, you went into the store, and there's in the store has a whole bunch of meat, kosher treif, upirish echadehem, one piece left the store, right? Like one piece left from a group of stores. In the halacha is, you go bosarov. Then I say, most of the stores were kosher, it came from the kosher store. Most of the meat in this one store was kosher, it came from the kosher, the kosher meat.
So
even if it is chticha rilis kabein, it doesn't go with beetle. If you want to go with the same, well, in the store he had all the meats mixed up, so it's batel. Says no, it doesn't go with beetle, because chticha rilis kabein, beetle doesn't apply chticha rilis kabein. All it can go with is a new principle, by the old principle that we just discussed in Dalet and Gimel and Dalet, namely called the polish vulva kapolish. Simple. Okay, is that clear?
So, with regard to the nine kaniyos, if you found a piece of meat outside the stores, and it came from one that is called the parish, whereas if you went in and you bought it from the actual store, but you're not sure which store you bought it from.
Right, it's not samachta. Okay. But now, so you tell your neighbor the whole story. Says, really? Now go and buy also. No good. You got the piece of meat, right? Called the polish. Before there was kavua, there was a kviyus of kosher and non-kosher. Second time, your neighbor wants to go in and buy now. She'll say, oh, go basarov. We can't go basarov. Sechticha ruy leskabed. And then we'll see. V'apilu chticha she'ein ruy leskabed. They will go there, auto ruilis kabe.
So, by the
Tisha Chaniyos,
you know one of the stores to begin with is not kosher. So, until you find it outside, why would that be okay?
Because the question is not on which store is kosher or not. The question is, where does meat come from?
Right.
I say, since there are 100,000 pounds of kosher meat and only 1,000 pounds of trefa meat, some came from the 100,000 pounds.
Right, so, but why don't we say that if you have 15 sides of cow in the butcher store and only one side of cow is treif, so why do you say something came from 15 sides that were kosher?
Right, okay.
So why can't the neighbor go back the next day and do the same thing?
Again, because that's called kol kavua kamachsa machsa. What does it mean? She goes into the store and she doesn't know whether she's picking up kosher or non-kosher. There was no beetle. So the meat stands there in the showcase. There's a kosher steak and a non-kosher steak. I don't know which is which. So she wants to go in and say, well, most of the steak in the showcase is kosher. If I can reach in and take out one, she says, no, you cannot. Because now you have a situation where it was kavua, it was hukva. There's isel there and heter there. Once there's a hukva and the shail is, do I reach in and take? There will be no different. In every beetle, in every classic case of beetle, where we say lo batel, because chticha ruy leskabed, in one pot, I'll say, well, I can always reach in and take out one piece of meat. That piece of meat, masama, came from the rove. I said, no, that's what I'm telling you. That rove doesn't function in these cases.
So why does rove function by the fish of Peneus?
Okay. That's called the polish. Okay, the shaila is not on the store. The shaila is on this piece of meat.
Right.
This piece of meat I didn't take out of the store. This piece of meat was nimtzo.
Right.
Therefore, the shaila comes in. Where did this meat come from? Right. When I go into the store, and you missed a line that I showed in the shach there. I said this is a takonas chachomet. Don't try to argue mathematically, probabilities. Therefore, when I go into the store, the halacha says that there's equal probability that you'll reach out and take a piece of kosher or not kosher, because there is no beetle there. It's called kavua. The inside will. It should register after a while. mean, the weak point here is it's hard to overlook that the Kol Kavua principle violates our concept of probability. I gave the marshal before the other day before you were here. Take the classic thing that you use for teaching mathematics to kids. Right? I have a bag, right, of 10 marbles, 9 are white, and 1 is black. What's the probability that you'll reach in and pull out the black marble? You know? Right? Nine times the more likely you'll pick out a white marble than a black marble, right? Not in halacha. In halacha, it says that if you reach in, right, the rabbanon magoza kol kavua kamarza marza. Since you are reaching in, my question is, are you sure you're going to get a white marble? I'm not sure. Therefore, it's also kol kavua. The probability is still there. That I can't defend it. Therefore, the shach sneaks away from any need to defend it by saying it's a konas chacham. The key is lo noda achatichos hatrefa veini yudei mezolokach. Then kol masha lakho meyam akolin kodim shidim satrefa muto. Why? Shol nofol hasofet bikavua. You will say, hey, the sofet is not in the stationary which store I went into, or which counter I went into, or which tray I went into. Ela le'acha shepirish. The kibun shavuov kosher muto, avol likach mikan ve'elach. That's also a filuch tichus she'ena ruy l'skabed. Why? Now tichus she'ena ruy l'skabed. Why not play with our old rules of rov? Because as a counter, why it's yovish b'yovish, chad b'trei should be enough. Since Chticha Uri Leskabed, we will ask her, therefore, ask her in Uri Leskabed also. Shein HaKol B'kiyim B'zeh, V'yitu Ben Ruyo Leskabed L'Shein Ruyo. Pick up the Shach Lamed Aleph. Interesting here is the Taz Ches. But I don't want to get lost in it till we finish Kufyut. Shein HaKol B'kiyim. Kasher Abach, he's defining this concern Ein HaKol B'kiyim. Kasher Abach is the Heinu Taima Kivun Shetaruvus B'makolin Hu Sherabim Konu Misham. That's why I use the term Makol, a supermarket where many people come in. Korav Hadova Litos Mashdova Litos. And it's possible among the customers someone will make a mistake if they say you can go buy in the store a steak, but you cannot buy a chunk. You can buy a steak, but you can't buy a eye of beef. The eye of beef is ruhul iskabit, and a plain steak is not ruhul iskabit. Right? People will get confused. Masha enken shesarav kenul yochet bebeso, there ain't lahachmir. Ara laholos bedin chaticha sheinu l'skabe the tele berov akamashono. But if such a thing happened in your house, then you go with the regular dini bitul, and if the chaticha sheinu l'skabe, everything would be kosher. Yeah, you bought a whole bunch of meat from the store, and the information came to you that you were aware already the store had treifa in there, and you went ahead and you bought, right? There we won't be only, and I worry about that the bitoah between the two, because you're dealing with a yochid. The yochid, you make sure he understands. The Rav will pass from him, will understand. But dealing with a bunch of massive people, you're afraid there'll be some people who confuse the two. בעלי חיים ושאר דבורים החשובים שנסר בו בהתר שאינם בטלם אפילו באלף. What's the שאר דבורים? Look at the שאר כגן חיכו להסקאבי, דורש הבמינין, הבריה, all the others that are not bottled בשישים. אפילו אם פיריש אחד מן הרוב אחר שנודה התרובס, it's also והוא שפרישו במסקבין, אבל פירש ממילא שואל. מה זה קלינג? I thought when I began, I said I would have put this in the simon of Chicha Willis Kabe or Berg teacher. What does he tell you? But if there's a Tarubis, it's also. But if something perish from this Tarubis, it's Mutu. You with us? We talked already. Chicha Willis Kabe is Nabotu Belet. Berg is Nabotu Elet. Dovja Shematir is Nabotu Belet. Right. It doesn't mean, though, that they all became treif. It means they now have a mixture of kosher and treif, and therefore the aloch of pirush called the porush of kvorush would apply. Only what? I don't want you to do the kavona. Rabban Asad, if Rabban Asad, you will circumvent the isul. They said what? Chicha v'ilas kabe. It's also isul. It's only the rabban. Is low botel. So you take one at a time. It won't be bought here, but you can remove one at a time. Therefore, I said, if it separates itself without knowledge that you are doing something to be matir and isu, okay, you'll be kavon, not. Therefore, he says, if it is lokach echad mehem, he took one out, right? There. Achash anodah ha-tarubis, then it's also. But Vusha Pirshu b'miskavei, Avlan Pirish, before the Isa was known, of course, before you heard that there was some problem with the butcher shop and you may have a piece of Isa here, no shaila, then Pirish, even if Pirish achakach, as long as Pirish memele, he didn't do it the kavone, in order to circumvent the Isa of Elef Lobotel, also good. So what is he telling you? When Chazal asked the din of Dovah Choshev, they didn't ask it as if it would be aloche of min b'shein amino, that's no sintam, then everything is also. No, nothing is also. You have there tarubis of kosher and treif, right? But I'm telling you that was normally chad betrei, chishim, etc. Here it won't work. Rabbanu goes there. But as soon as you have Pirish, you have regular halacha. Kol the Polish, Meruba Polish. Since Rov there are kosher pieces, then what left came from the kosher one. To do it with Kavone, it's part of the Gzeret Rabbona, and I want you to listen to Gzeret, I don't want you to circumvent Gzeret. But if it's Pirish Memele, right, or some whole Bishogig, right, it's also good. Watch this Gemara. You take it slow. It sounds complicated, but it's not. It's hard to also in the preacher of the Miskavim. If someone takes a piece from this mixture intentionally, we said we don't apply the principle of called the polish to it, but we say since Chazal asked the Elef, then the whole thing is also. Hainu shlo pirish rak miat. What happened? He has 61 pieces, right? And some pieces were Pirish, it's called the Polish, Mubaka Polish, right? But what's left in the pile of meat that lo pirish? He has isur, right? That part is also to go and take from there will be also pirish memele is kosher, right? Therefore, it says, where do we say that he's pirish b'miskabe? The chilik between called the pirish b'miskabe or not has not to do with miskabe. If the principle is called upon Bubba Kapolish, then the Miskabe is also Bubba Kapolish. If you reach in and take a piece, it should be kosher also. But then Rabbanah will go, so you shouldn't do that. Because then I said that circumvents the Isur of Be'elot Lobotil. Therefore he says, where you have, I took a piece out, right? Also, right? What if, however, I scatter all the pieces? They're all scattered. So there's no place where there was a kavua dike iso. Each and every piece, right, is a pirish from the pile. And there's no pile left anymore. Yes. Abo, if nishul miksase isurim bimkoman os chashinim shem yikach min hakavua. Abo, nispar shukulim biyachad, lo nishul bimkoman ubishas akiroson. Pirshu ksoson also said pirshu oz mutore. Strange circumstance. I have all the meat. Then I go ahead and I distribute the meat. Different place. Then any piece is called the Polish Bubika Polish. Why? Because there's no danger of you going back to the Kavua. Everything is a Pirish. It all becomes mutal. If you scatter everything, then you matter everything. Rak Shnayim Achoinim will be Asura. But the last two, if you scatter there, there are two left. Those two, there's no called the Polish on those two. Watch carefully in that one. Where am I to pick up? Pick up the Shachla Mazayan. Habach toma al psak ze because how sheinenu emes. Velo amarati al sof daito devadai kan divri harav amitim dearei harashbo lehedje chasab lehedje the pil shukulim b'fanenu havet kishlo b'fanenu. After Ashba spoke only with the Eved, but also the Pazach HaTchile, Moshe also Likach Misham, because Mokam Rei Gam Haravu Hiskikan Shem Mutel the Pazach HaTchile. Mokam Eled Im Hifrishon the Eved, Afil Hifrishon the Miskaven, the Lo Yoda the Gisir Vodobo. Shogeg, in other words. So what is the Bach says it doesn't make sense. They asked, then the guy's going to scatter everything. Then everything becomes muto. Take one out is also scatter everything is muto. It doesn't make sense then. Comes the Shach and says it makes perfect sense. Call the Polish movement, the Polish will apply to each and every piece. So only what then? Again, I don't want you to circumvent my isur afil abela for botel that way. Ain't a chanami. So lechatchila it's also to do that. It's also to scatter everything up, just like it's also to add shishim, to do a dobra matter. Achticha ruy l'skabed, we had the same halacha. What was halacha? Said the same thing. How can he break the Israel achticha ruy l'skabed? Chop it up. So I've put it through a meat grinder. Well, you mustn't do that. If it went through a meat grinder, it's all kosher. Right? It lost its chashivas. The chashivah, you can't do it. That's all the Ramah is saying. That if in fact it got scattered up, it's all mutter. No, but the last two, not What he means to say is, I didn't scatter them all up. Everything moved from where it was. But there's still two left where they were originally. Those two are also, but if you went ahead and scattered everything, so nothing is where it was before, everything is a polish in economy. And what then? You do the kavona, we asked you. You shouldn't circumvent the Surah of the Rabbanon. But otherwise, you're not haram.
So even after you know
that
the Easter is there, you scatter them.
But you understand it a little bit better. I mean, it's fine, it's not so hard to understand. But Zion, hold it a minute. Say Zion, and I think it registers better what we're talking about. What I said before. That the beetle of Chikha Ruil is Kabe, and we say Lo Botel, right, doesn't mean that the mixture is also. It means that the mixture remains a Sophic, and therefore you can't use it. Mishum Sophic is Suva. But it's not like Min B'Shein Amino, that's nice and Tam, and everything becomes also. Watch it. Dovah Shein Botel Machmashi Vuso. Gam Bale Chaim, Beria Tiruil is Kabe, Dovah Shematirin. Here he lists them all. Shenesara b'acherem, v'nechal echem mehem b'shogin. O nofal me'atzmo liyam, binyon sheneva min olam. Hutru kol ha'acherem, shonotol lomal ha'iso holachlo. Again, I told you that belonged in Chichol Yiskabi. They tell us the whole story. Is bottle berov? Is bottle b'shishim? Came along the Rabbanon and said, even though it was bottle b'shishim, so midaray said as oshayle, everything is kosher here. We came and said a tilabela for a bottle. Right. That didn't put a shem isur on everything. What do we say? That if there is an isur there, how can you go and eat? Maybe you got the isur. But if I can go ahead and give an answer, you know why I'm eating? Because I have now another suffix. One piece was eaten up by the dog. One piece fell on the floor, it was dirty, we threw it away. It could be, that was the issue. Therefore, a second suffix comes in. That's enough to take off the issue of the Rabbanan.
Like throw out a piece.
Or throw out a piece. Do the kavana again. You're circumventing the isur. Read it again. You see that's all he says. But the key emphasis has to be. He doesn't emphasize it. It was batel. So midaray said no shaila. We did only with that increment from shishim to elef that the rabbanan added again. Dovah sheina batel. Read again. Machmas chashivusa gam balechaim. Beryach, Yichur Liskabed, Dov Shei Sholatirin, Shein Sarei Ba'acherim, V'nechal Echem Hem B'Shogei. So one disappeared. Someone came in and ate it, and didn't know what was in the mixture. He picked one out and he ate it. O Nofal Me'atzmo Liyam, Binyon Sheneva Min Olam, then Hutru Kol Ha'acherim. Because then I can say, I have another suffix, Shonu Tolin. We make the assumption, told it is a suffix, but I make that assumption, lo macha iso holachlo. As the dafkik shocha neshoro shtayim shtayim biyachad. This one, I need your help to explain what the heck is the logic here. Kind of psychological episode. Watch this. That's only shochel haneshoro shtayim shtayim biyachad. The memonoshach ikechad de tero. What do you gain by that? Okay, again, mixture shishim, right? No problem. Now, this mixture is more than shishim, is elef. So, midaraisen or shaila is botel. Came along the rabbanon and said, chtichoru ileskabeid, atile belef or botel. One piece. Now some guy came in, I didn't know about your mixture, anything, took out a piece, put it on the broiler, ate himself a piece of steak. Now we only have 999 pieces here. 999 pieces, all kosher. Why? It was kosher with shishim. Rabbanu Asad up to Elif. Now I can say, you worried about the Esau, but somehow this guy picked up the Esau, walked off it. He fell into the Yamen. Why would you make such an assumption? Because it's Rabbanu, I can make such an assumption. Okay. So now I have 999 pieces. Right? I can eat every one of those pieces. But you should eat only two at a time. Why? What advantage do you have two at a time? One is battle the other. not hard betray. I'm eating one, but I have two. Why? So look at the Russian shartalas. So you knew that you were bother eating kosher also. It's a very comforting thing, right? Eat a ham sandwich. I also have a glatt kosher corned beef sandwich. If I chew them together, it makes me feel a little bit better. Right? I'm not eating only Esau. I'm eating heter also. No good swallow for that. Look inside. Right? Watch the language. The dafkil she'ocha ha'nesho'o shtayim shtayim. B'yachad. The memonoshach ikir chodeh de'etero. What comfort do you have out of that? Aval ocha machazach will be also. Look at the shach. I'm not going to offer you any hezbo, but it's you on your own. I point out what exists. There's no better hezbo than what we just said. Monoshai kechad etero b'amrinan mi dechapri labdi isura yu nami labdi isura kakos harashe bezvochem. What does that mean? You got it? The shach simikot mem zayin mizeh mashma dim nisar bu shayim. If two pieces of isura had fallen into the mixture, then tzorech lechol arba arba v'chein gimu tzorech lechol shesh shesh. Then in lo kein leker lemeima midachavri lav di isur. And Gemara Zvochem says so. Yeah, I don't understand what that comfort. What comfort do you have there? I understand the principle very nice. This is the Rabbanan. Yeah, but Rabbanan, they wanted to make a point, therefore they said Bela Flobotel. And if there's some way to undo the Chumre of Bela Flobotel with Halacha of Tolin, I'd say, yeah, Mestam, it could be. Or go with Halacha of Sfeikis. Right? A new Sophic is introduced. Right? So on a Sophic, I think that's ready, Botel, Midaraisa, Heter. And Rabbanan put a Isur. Now I have a Sophic, it's not a Vadai anymore, because they weren't all also, so it could be that the Isu halachlo. Fine, okay, that part we can follow, you know, with the so-called halachic process, right? But what comfort you get by eating two pieces at the same time, by saying, not as a beetle or anything, what do you say? Well, since I know one is vadai heter, therefore mistameh is also heter. I mean, you get down to the last two, and that's what it says. That I can only give you what I have. I'm not able to find any good rational explanation. Anyone even tries to, they all repeat just this lotion. Not me, the chavri, is heter, also heter. I tried last night to associate it with the principles that we have later on of Shtei Tamchui. Imam Sokh have two Shtei Kupsos, two bundles of truma, two bundles, one of truma, one of chulin, and underneath there are two casks, two boxes, one of chulin, one of truma, and the top one's collapsed in. I say, ah, the truma must have fallen into the truma, and the chulin into the chul. A kind of achzuki yisur lo marzekina. But that's all I could offer on this one. Others we play around a little bit nicely, but this one is the last point. Yeah, the cooler I understand, but now this little chumra that you should eat dafka two at a time, and if there were two pieces of yisur fell into a elef, you have to eat four pieces. Right? What's wrong with only eating three pieces? and say, since I'm eating one vaday heter, then the others are also heter. Why must it be even two and two? I'm never find anything better.
Well, also, as far as the heter goes, if three pieces fell in, don't say b'diavad that. It would have to be that someone came in and ate three pieces before we could say it's a sefik derabanan, right?
Yeah, but one more should be enough to make the sefik.
Right, no. But all I'm saying is that the original case we had was one piece of the yisur fell into a pot, and we said if someone comes along and eats one piece, then we could
right.
say, okay, he ate the yisur. So for that sefik to apply, we have to say that someone came along and ate at least three pieces now. Let's say if three pieces fell in that were usur, and for that sefik to apply, we have to have someone coming in
and
eat three pieces
of
yisur, right?
That's it. You want to assign the yisur to a new location. But this again, I don't know. Why don't you do a little work on your own and see if you can find it must be other mafoshim. And here they just repeat the lashon gemara. Yeah. Not okay. Let's see if we can get one more piece in. So my adds, Bakilu, Lochum Shtaim Shtaim, also the Odom Lechol as Kulam. Bakilu based the Odom. Ain lechol kolim bevasachas. Again, emotional, psychological, yichus tarubis, yichus pirish, called the Polish, whatever pencil kolkavu, whatever pencil we've had already, it doesn't explain this behavior except mamish like a psychological thing. You feel better to know that you didn't have a meal, only a bisul. Yeah. It's a And each time, shtayim, to a time, you shouldn't eat up the whole pot. On the had that before, or the mechol, because then bada he ate iso. He didn't bada eat iso, he ate heter. Because the sapech, we do paskin, the sapech ha iso lios heter. It was bottle b'shishim. The rabbanan came and made that chumra. Now they want to remove the chumra, fine, so it's bottle, everything is kosher. You don't have a halacha bottle b'shishim. You have 61, then you have to throw out one. I mean, some want to be machma like that, but we don't pass it that way. We say everything is mutter in the pot. Okay, let's get a piece of ches down. Dovah sheina botel machm chashivuso shein sara b'achero v'nopal mea taruvus hazos echad v'shnaim acherem ונופה מן השלושה אחד לשתיים אחרים האלו האחרים מוטורים של האחד שתראו בשור לבוטל ברוב ונופה על אחד מהתראו בשור לאלף כולם אסורים מונים לבוטל ברוב אלא התיר סקס סקן שהגיע פה מהתראו בשור שני למוקם אחר אין עושה Okay. it's maybe there only as an introduction to for the sex victim at the end of Kufyud. You got the principle. You had Dovah Shein Abodah Mashuzuzo got mixed up in other things. I now have a mixture that's a Tila Bela Flo Botel with the Rabbana. Shishim would be enough, right? Chad Betrei would be enough, it was Yovich Beyovich, right, as it is. Then, from this mixture of Echad Be'elot, Nofam Etruvetzos, Echad, right, Vishnayim Acherim. So now I have Chad Betrei Botel. Chad Betrei Botel of something which was not Mutu. The Chad is not Mutu. The Chad was also, Atila Be'elot was also, but also, again, with that increment from 60 to Elif was an increment with Rabbanon, and now I have another beetle coming, Echad Betrei, right? But not from in Ashosha, and I have three pieces of meat. One of them fell in, or was mixed with Shnayim Acherim. Then the last one, Areila Acherim Utorin. Why? Sharei Ha'echad Shal Tahuva Sarishono was Botel Barov. The Nopal Echad Betrei, didn't want to be matir the first taruvus. The first taruvus, what chad betray, where he was bottled b'shishim, and then not bottled the elef, right? It wasn't a thousand. It was a thousand. It's not a telebe'elef lo bottle. So we couldn't be mevatel midrabbonon. With the raisa we got a bottle, midrabbonon not. Now came up, and one of these got mixed up chad betrei. Right? Now the whole chicha will escape. Right? What fell out? A chicha will escape? It's all over again. No, you're dealing here with a sex faker. Since I don't know when it's a kosher or the non kosher, right? Therefore, I have a new suffix comes in. Therefore, nopal echad metruvusa. I'm sorry. Again, nopal min ashlosha echad l'shnayim acherim. Reilu acherim mutorin sheechad shel taruvus harishona batul barov. What happened to the Chaticha Ruhu Leskabed? It's no longer Ruhu Leskabed. Even if the Chaticha Ruhu Leskabed. But I don't know that it's also anymore. I'm dealing not anymore with the problem of a ruleless kabbalah problem. I'm dealing with a simple problem of what was it? Was it kosher or was it treif? It's not that was treif and it's a ruleless kabbalah. So therefore, when I had the first beetle, the shayla is that I have anything else also here or not? Then I went ahead, I was mabatu again, chad betrei. Again, I don't know whether I have an issa there. So all he did was increase the level of suffix. Right? Chad betrei, the first chad betrei made a suffix. The first taruvus was also. The first chad betrei made one suffix. Right? The second chad betrei made a second suffix. So a sex faker wants to be mabatu. Again, you must assume that this was not bemezid, not bemiskabe. Because the Chacham didn't want you to do anything that evades the Yisur.
Evades the Yisur consciously.
I'm sorry?
It evades the
Yisur
consciously.
Right. Okay, let's stop here.